This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi there, I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today. That means you get to co-host. Yeah, that's you. I'm talking to you right there.
Who, me?
Yes, you!
We elevate your participation in the program today. You, the fine listeners of our show. So, those of you staring at your radio or your phone right now, let's have at it. Tell me what's on your mind. By calling 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can text me today at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. A couple significant things we'll do on the program today. One, it's chilling to know evil is among you. Yet it really shouldn't, right? Because we know there's good in this world and there's evil. And that evil is seen and unseen, what brings much of the bad in the world and in our lives, really. Okay? In that constant battle, to what side you listen to. Well, I think we've just lived through an example of evil among us in a way I can't even get my mind around. I'll talk about that. Houston, Texas, the whole Hurricane Harvey aftermath is hard to watch. Really hard to watch. As a battle-scarred victim of the flood of 1997, and I don't doubt between the numerous floods that have happened, Minot, and parts of Bismarck, certainly the Grand Forks situation, Fargo Dance, but we have a few here. Isn't it more difficult having been through a flood and know that? I didn't know prior to the flood of 1997, I had no idea how much of a lingering effect comes from a flood. Flood is awful. I mean, we could rank all these, but obviously if you got a tornado, you got a swath of an area that is devastated and gone. That's horrible. But it isn't usually as widespread as a flood is, obviously. You know, there's other disasters that are tough. A fire, you know, the same thing is going to take out any number of buildings or a particular area. But a flood just has such a far-reaching area, and then you don't have power. You don't have drinkable water. And you have the mold that comes after and all the things in gutting buildings and clearing them out and rebuilding them. And it's just, it's a nightmare. And, of course, the amount of water and the rain that's come, the catastrophic flooding that is happening is just, it's heart-wrenching. It really is to watch it on your screens. Two things that stuck with me from the weekend. One was the assisted living center that was calling for help as floodwaters were rising in the facility. Couldn't get any help. Emergency services not answering. The owner of the facility sends a photo to her daughter, sends a picture to her daughter, who then tries to help as well, can't get any help, says nobody's answering, says, I'm just going to put this on social media. As much as we beat up on social media, it helped these people. These dear, dear people in an assisted living center were ultimately rescued as a result of that photo going just super crazy viral. Ironically, I saw it in the middle of it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, immediately retweeted it. Couldn't believe it. Help these people, for crying out loud. I mean, I looked at it five times. Is this photoshopped? Is this some kind of a game here? It was real. And then on the lighter side, one of my other favorite photos was a stray dog that originally, at least from the photo, somebody said, hey, this dog is lost, and look at it. The dog was evacuating, if you will, carrying in its mouth a bag of dog food. Is that not great or what? I'm out of here with what I need. Turns out the dog wasn't lost. They got that back. But pets are another thing in floods. I mean, my gosh, these people evacuating, and where are the pets? And it's just awful. And then you had a good chunk of the swampish media, who's always in a flood of some kind. They were having a meltdown over Donald Trump announcing a pardon that was no surprise to anybody that watched the rally in Arizona that he was going to be pardoning Sheriff Joe. And you have a bunch of people freaking out over that. Do some research before you freak out. You don't have to like it. But the president has every right to do what he did. All right? And this was partially due to federal overreach. Remember, they came in to Joe Arpaio and said, you cannot do this anymore. They took away from him authority he previously had to question illegal immigrants. Took it away from him. And then charged him when he continued to say, no, I'm doing this because it's my job to uphold the law. That was the battle there. And the same people that are having a freak out on the Democratic side were silent when Barack Obama, on his way out the door, pardons people like a traitor in Manning, a traitor doing things against our own country. Where was the outcry then? And by the way, same thing for Republicans that are hand-wringing over this. Wait a minute. You didn't criticize the Republican president for doing something far worse, a Democratic president, rather, for doing something far worse. Now you're doing a Republican president? Get off my TV screen. Get out of my face. You're weak-kneed. You're right there with the swamp. You're ridiculous. And by the way, all that's noise. It's noise compared to the things that are happening and going on that we ought to be paying attention to. Enough already. People have Trumpitis. I'm tired of it. It's fine to have Trumpitis. It's America. But be honest about it. Be upfront. What else are we going to do today? We're going to chat with Kelsey Warren. He's the chairman, chief executive officer of Energy Transfer Partners. Kelsey has been a guest of ours previously on this program. Look forward to catching up with him again on two things. One, obviously, their recent lawsuit, why they're doing it, why they felt the need to do it. Why now? What they hope to get out of this. And I'm most curious why they're going out on a limb and standing up to these groups. A lot of these CEOs, remember the roundtable the president had after he didn't say just exactly what he was supposed to say, when he was supposed to say it, how they wrote it for him to say related to Charlottesville. Then they resign because they don't want to be bullied by these crazy groups that come at them on social media. Please. He's walking into the storm on this one. Why? And one other thing I'm really glad about, because I know there's a lot of people in our audience that know a lot about how the eco-terrorists were operating. The investigators in this case have set up a telephone line, an action line, for you to share your stories and what you've heard. And it is 100% anonymous. It's an independent investigator that's doing this. It's anonymous. In other words, you can let them know what you know and not be known to anyone. I'll give you that number, 212-506-1777. 212-506-1777. Again, all on a confidential basis. What you saw and what you heard during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. So that's all coming up today on the program. A lot to cover, but let me get to John and Minot, who has a question first here at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I believe there's some sort of a law that requires local police officials to help immigration on this stuff if they need it. Is that not correct? I think there is.
Yeah, a law that what?
That requires local police officers to help in these immigration efforts. I believe there's some sort of a law stating that, but I'm not really sure exactly what it is.
Well, my point on the whole Sheriff Arpaio thing is he had a legitimate debate over whose job it is. The feds took away power he had previously. He continued to do his job and therefore got him in this pickle. So the idea, and the guy's 85 years old. I mean, it's not like he was simply trying to do what he's constitutionally sworn to do as sheriff of that particular county. You know, the idea that he's a criminal is ridiculous. Ridiculous. So the president has the right. He did it. And the people that act like he's some kind of, you know, criminal.
I don't think the federal federal judge had the right to stop that sheriff from doing that.
Yeah, good point. And he also, by the way, yanked a jury.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, you got a good point. And the feds denied him a jury. Which
are you ready for Dolce Vita? That would be the good life, folks, and you can get it with Splash Super Pools from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Here's Vince to tell us about the good life.
Well, you're really going to have to go to the Splash Super Pools website. It is the Dolce Vita Diva. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It actually looks like a piece of wicker furniture in your backyard, but in reality, it's a swimming pool, and it's a very, very exciting, game-changing product, and literally 75% that of what an in-ground pool would cost. So a great opportunity that comes in a white wicker or American brown wicker. And again, you really have to do the website and get a view of what this thing looks like because it's hard to describe it.
So don't let the sweet life wait in the pool this summer. When you get to a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com, or check out these Dolce Vita pools at splashpools.com. Splashpools.com.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, mainstay suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Give them a grade in progress, and I think they've done very well. I think the president and his team deserve a lot of credit for the early declaration of a disaster even before the storm hit. And that allowed them to pre-position and put assets in place and begin cooperating with state and local officials. And they did that without any hesitation. And the second thing I think they ought to get some credit for is the president has resisted the temptation to go down there too soon. I actually think that that presidents can show up too soon and actually hinder the rescue activities. And certainly Governor Abbott and his team deserve credit for the way they've been working with the local officials and calling out the National Guard. So I think so far everybody involved in this really disastrous situation, this human tragedy of what is happening there, deserve at least in progress good grades.
You know, it's interesting. That's John Sununu, chief of staff to George Herbert Walker Bush. A lot of these tragedies end up being political liabilities. You remember George W. Bush and Katrina, and so far the federal government seems to be moving very, very quickly. I saw Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, say that, and others involved in the situation, so that's good. Texter says, why in the world don't we have an assisted place? You mentioned that this, I'll just read it from the beginning. Why in the world doesn't places like assisted living centers have priorities to be evacuated? Were they told beforehand to evacuate? I don't know the answer to that. 15 senior citizens rescued from a Dickinson assisted living community hours after that video I talked about showed them sitting in waist-deep water, and it went viral. The emergency management coordinator, Dave Popoff, confirmed 18 people were rescued from La Vida Bella, an assisted living facility in Dickinson. Popoff confirmed the rescue by phone to the newspaper we're reading here. Looks like the Daily News. At noon Sunday, hours after a post on Twitter showed at least 8 people and 1 cat sitting in a room with water up to their waist. We were airlifting grandmothers and grandfathers. The original tweet was retweeted more than 2,000 times. This newspaper reached out to McIntosh on Twitter. That was the guy that sent the tweet and then spoke to him over the phone. He said the picture was sent to him by his mother-in-law, the owner of La Vida Bella, at 9 yesterday morning. The newspaper tried to get her by phone. She didn't return calls. Her daughter said she spoke to her on Sunday morning, said it was a disaster. They were hoping the National Guard would come. The unbelievable picture led to many to question its authenticity. In fact, you can go to Snopes right now, and they have it up there like, was this real or not? Because people didn't believe it. And the Galveston County officials have confirmed that now as well. Doesn't say whether they were asked to evacuate earlier, but I get the impression a lot of people were told, but then didn't. Frank in South Dakota, you're next at What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. The caller before was talking about if there's a law where if you protect criminals from the government, you're in trouble. I've understood there is supposed to be a law that if you hide a felon or someone from the government, there's like about a 5 years in prison, and also if that guy, when you release him, commits a crime, you're also guilty of that crime. And maybe you could look it up and find out if there is such a law, but it would sure help with these sanctuary cities deals. Instead of cutting off their funds, you just start scaring them guys with 5 years in prison. And I think you asked one day how Trump could improve his presidency, and I think that's it. It's just to enforce laws like that and start taking control where they act like they're going to take the money away and fighting over that, you know. What's your thoughts?
Well, I hear you on all of them. I don't know if the reason you're citing or the law you're citing played a role in the in the reason that Joe Arpaio said, look, I'm going to do what I was able to do. I just know this.
Pardon me? I don't think that had anything to do with Joe Arpaio's deal. Obama went after him the day he was put in office, and the best they could do is this deal. And anybody knows you can't put an 85-year-old sheriff in prison with guys he's arrested. I mean, that would be insane. Trump did the right thing there.
I think most people are not recognizing the law either. That this was a very narrow case challenging something, and what they did was take away something from him. He said you can't do that. Then he was charged with enforcing the law that he previously had the right to do. So he's just standing up in his mind for the law. His critics will say, well, you know, that's, you're upending the rule of law. You're doing all, and by the way, they're also playing this card, including our own Senator Heidi Heitkamp, whose reaction to all this was that, it was a discriminatory move, that Trump was standing up for someone who discriminates. I think Trump was standing up for someone who gives a rip about the law and says, look, let me do my job as it relates to illegal immigrants.
Correct.
That's what I think he was doing. Frank, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I wanted to also say thank you for that. The part of the talk about the EMT attack and the sunspots, you know, the electromagnetic pulse problem. And I've heard that China and Russia have hardened their grids, and we have. And I think that really opened my eyes.
That's one to pay attention to. I think it is. I just, like I said on the air, there's a reason I read 1 second after. I just don't know what it is yet, because I don't read much of fiction at all. And I read that book. Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword. A retired general wrote the book, and he was in charge previously in the Pentagon of, the portfolio that had an EMP attack in it. Now you got a new pulse attack. Now you got North Korea going. You know, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just saying I think it's a good idea to know all the different weapons and how they might be used against us out there. So you prepare for it. So glad you enjoyed it. I appreciate that.
That can be done easily against us, and I've been on that for several years already, that we need to strengthen our grid. So I didn't mean to be changing the subject on you, Scott, and thanks for your show.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Off-air call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Rev.
Kevin from Cavalier. I just, Rush Limbaugh here about a month and a half ago was making I was talking about hurricanes. He had how many months? So 1,200 and some, or maybe 1,300 months since Katrina. And he's making light of the global warming. People at that time were saying there was going to be 5 to 6 of those hit the mainland of the U.S. because the temperatures are warming up. It's interesting. It's been over a decade since one major one hit. So much for climate change, or global warming, I should say. But now it's climate change. But so North Dakota, that's every other day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. All right. Another South Dakotan here. Let's see. Let's get Ryan in here. Ryan, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I just was going to bring up, I've called before and talked to Congressman Kramer. We had an RCAF USA banquet in Rapid City the other day. It was super good. They bring a lot of issues to the forefront. This country of origin labeling thing, it's a big thing. And, it needs to be brought back into the focus of why we cannot label our meat products.
Hang on, one second, Ryan. I want to hear what you have to say, but we're going in a break. Hang on, we'll finish on the other side.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline, has filed a lawsuit against Greenpeace, BankTrack, and Earth First for violation of federal and state racketeering statutes. We asked the lead attorney, Michael Bowie, why the company felt the need to file the lawsuit.
Energy Transfer Partners filed the lawsuit because it was targeted by certain so-called environmental groups for a malicious attack consisting of completely fabricated claims and violent criminal behavior. This is a good company. It's a responsible company with good, responsible people. And it believes, as a matter of principle, that those responsible for such reckless and dishonest behavior have to be held accountable for the severe harm they've caused. And they feel strongly, as a matter of principle, that this is the best way for them to both hold those people responsible for the harm they caused, deter them from continuing to do this type of conduct to others, and to get the company's reputation back.
That's Michael Bowie, an attorney with Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more of our radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
asking everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of the businessman sprayer. That's what I like. That's what I call that Apache sprayer, right? It's the businessman sprayer. And, of course, High Plains Apache is just not a typical sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others are talking about. And no matter your conditions, the Apache sprayer is your friend in the field. Wind? Drift? Worry? Always, right? Well, there's an electronic drift management system, so you select the droplet size and keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. That's not bad. ET Egg Center, by the way, at High Plains Apache means if you need it, they've got it. And for every brand of sprayer, not just Apache sprayer, they've got the application parts right there. 1701 Eastside Court, across Bonanza and Mandan. Exit 60, I-29 south of Fargo at Frontier across from Loma. High Plains Apache. All right, so Ryan, you were talking about country of origin labeling and picking up some commentary at that weekend conference. By the way, we tried to get Tommy Lahren to join us, and we're not able to do it, but we are working on at least in ahead of her address to the group down in Rapid City this weekend, but we'll try for another time. We're still on it.
Yeah, that was really good. She was good. Got to meet her. It's pretty cool. But she brought up a lot of points. You know, on this country of origin labeling. I mean, it really is a common sense issue. We know where our bananas, oranges, you know, any kind of products you buy, you know where it's coming from. Whether it be tools, parts for our machinery. You know, whatever. We know where that stuff is all coming from other than that. It's crazy to me how they could have repealed that. And I've called and asked Congressman Kramer about it before. And, you know, he has his kind of political rhetoric in the answers dealing with the World Trade Organization and stuff like that. And it's,
well, here's my position. Let's not speak for Congressman Kramer when he's not here, but you're welcome to call him any time and talk about it. But any producer can create their own specialized local label or any slaughterhouse can, right? I mean, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, well, that's probably true. But the thing is, a lot of the things that people don't understand, the rules that the USDA has on the slaughter stuff, okay, like if they bring in a live animal from, now this is to my understanding. I could be wrong on this, but I don't think so. I've heard this stated before and read it. They can bring a live animal from Mexico or wherever, and if it is held here for more than 24 hours before slaughter, it cannot be labeled as a product of the USA. However, if it is brought in, all this outside beef, if it is brought in and slaughtered the same day that it is brought in, then it's labeled. I have that backwards. If it's held for more than 24 hours, it can be labeled as a product of the USA. If it's brought in and slaughtered the same day, it can't be. But if they bring that stuff in here and they ship it in, live beef, and hold it for more than 24 hours before slaughtering it, then it can be labeled as a product of the USA. That's not right. That is not right. And we, our Congress people, these are the guys we sent there to take care of this stuff. And they're not. They're dropping the ball. And they need to be called out on it.
All right, Ryan, appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. I again, we'll come back to the fact that if we think this is a good idea, and I don't know your 24-hour deal. I don't know. I can't say if you're right or wrong. It doesn't sound like something I remember, but it's worth checking into to fact-check that one a little bit. But my view is that labeling shouldn't be mandated. It should be done in the free market. But if you think it gives you a leg up and it really works well, then do it. Because that's where the free market is, you know, works. Then you can do it. The cost, the impact on the whole industry, if you mandate it, now you got a cost benefit question going, you know? So interesting debate, though. I appreciate all the passion on the issue for sure. Kevin and Animus, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and I love your show. I listen every morning. I have to qualify myself for a moment and say that my opinion is based on living on the Gulf Coast for about 30 years, where I went through probably a dozen or more hurricanes and tropical storms. Am I still here? Hello?
You are, yep.
Oh, I'm okay. I heard a little. I'm on a cell phone, and I thought maybe I lost the call. But all these people who are now criticizing the Houston mayor and maybe even the governor for not making it a mandatory evacuation in advance of this storm probably have never been subject to a mandatory evacuation. It doesn't mean that you absolutely have to go. There are quite a few people who would not go anyway, and there's just not the manpower to make them go. I've witnessed plenty of occasions where people living in low-lying areas subject to terrible flooding and on the beaches would opt to stay under the guise of safeguarding their property and then end up either dead or begging for help from non-existent resources at the time the storm hits. We had a metropolitan population of over a million people in the Pensacola area, and I tried to evacuate in advance of Hurricane Opal, and I got a few hundred yards on Highway 29, a four-lane road, in about an hour. And we detoured off and went to a local shelter. There's just no way to stream that many people out of a metropolitan area safely. And then you have to ask yourself, where are they going to go? It's not like a neighboring city is going to have motel rooms for all those people. They're going to be strung out on the road for hundreds, if not more, miles, just trying to find a place to shelter from, you know, the outer bands of the storm.
You're making the point that the mayor of Houston was, because there was a little spat that broke out over the weekend where the governor, you know, was encouraging more evacuations, and the mayor said, hey, we're not doing it. You know, try doing that with 2.6 million people, more if you include the metro. It's just not doable in 2 days. Now, others have said, well, yeah, why wait till there's 2 days out, right? Why not say if you can leave, do leave, you know, maybe do more of that, you know. All I know is those questions are always easier after the fact, and
sure,
a lot easier from a few thousand miles away, you know.
Sure.
Where you're quarterbacking from afar. It is what it is now. I'd say let's focus on getting getting it right in the way of protecting people as this storm surge continues and more rain comes and all the aftermath.
Yeah, exactly. And there are plenty of times where, despite their best efforts, they can't pinpoint the landfall of a hurricane. It'll change overnight or during the course of a day, and it'll miss where they're projecting it to hit by a wide enough margin so that the damage is now minimal rather than catastrophic. And you don't really know where to go until the last day or so when you, when it's more certain what the path of it's going to be. And anyway, that's just my feeling. I hate that the Houston mayor is going to be taking a beating over this. And there's really no need for it, because I think he did, under the circumstances, the best he could and made the right decisions. It's just a horrific storm, and there's going to be a lot of, you know, damage and a lot of people stranded and rescues that have to be done. And the death toll will rise over time, not just because of what they're going through right now, but what comes after. You know, there's going to be a number of people who are going to die from asphyxiation because they're going to run generators in their garages, and electrocutions because they're going to wire them to their home power panels and not isolate them from the street, and they'll be pumping electricity into the down power lines. So, you know, this is just a terrible situation, and I think more than anything, we just need to pray for those folks and help them in any way we can. I just don't think there's anything that you can do in the face of such a huge storm. And I want to mention something about your electromagnetic pulse thing. I was in the military for 13 years back at the end of the Cold War, and that was always one of the scenarios that was kicked around, was that the Soviets would launch one of those to knock out our grids and make us mostly defenseless in the advance of a larger strike. And it was something that the military considered and probably trained for. After the Soviet Union collapsed, we didn't probably believe that anybody would do that until the Koreans popped up. So, you know, all those years that we had where it was a potential reality and we could have been using that time to harden our defenses, I think we just got lax. And it's not a new idea. It's been around probably since the 60s. So, I don't know. We just fall asleep at the switch sometimes. But thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Very much like hearing from Animus. Mike in Perm, Minnesota, what's on your mind? Lakes Country of Perm. Are you there, Mike? Are you on mute, Mike? I don't hear you. You're going to have to go to the next one here. Try again, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Should we do the Delta call of the day? We could do that. Somebody brought up Congressman Kevin Cramer earlier. This is about him, right? All right. Delta are the guys you call first. One call does it all. That's why you want to call them first. So if you're in the oil business, the rig's going off, you need a turnkey well site solution to do it all, you call Delta. Eric at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Online at deltaconstructors.net. All right? And we always pull out one call from a previous show and say, hey, that's our call of the day. So let's share that with you.
Yeah, I just heard your replay with Kevin Cramer on farming. And I hear Titan Machinery is going to take them on a tour of their operation in Ukraine. Well, I live at Cullum, and Titan shut us down along with a lot of other people this spring, a lot of other dealerships this spring. So there's no more Titan in Cullum. And I'm wondering, you're going to have an operation in Ukraine, and you're going to take the congressman there? How does that make America great again? Answer that one. Thank you.
All right. So couple of things. One, the presidential mission that Congressman Cramer, by the way, is now leading, because Secretary Rick Perry, who was originally leading it, had to stay back for hurricane response. So Congressman Cramer is now leading that, is in Kakistan? Is that how you say it? I always mess up how you say it. Anyway, and then they go over and make a stop at Ukraine on the way out. And because they were making a stop there to meet with government officials, as somebody suggested, hey, there's a North Dakota company that has a presence here. Would you like to go there? It isn't going over there specifically to see the Titan machinery operation. However, your point of why having to close the dealerships here and then have a facility over there, I don't know enough about the business model of Titan, but I would think, given the concentration of Titan in North Dakota versus over there, it probably makes sense. But we'll ask for you and get an answer. Thanks for calling.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood, NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hennon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned, by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why a workplace drug policy is an important step in preparing their employees.
Well, so a lot of it has to do with documentation. You have to document this sort of stuff. And having a good policy in the workplace is a good comprehensive drug policy is of utmost importance. And that'll help you really be prepared so that your employees do know what avenues that they're supposed to take. Are they supposed to remove them from work immediately? Are they supposed to take them to whatever OCMED facility to get drug tested? Just what are the proper steps? So being able to write that policy is a big important step.
Learn more about effective workplace drug policies during the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Register now at www.ndsc.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Never played the Bully Pulpit Golf Course in Medora before, you're in for a treat. Casey Moen is with us. Casey's the PGA Pro at Bully Pulpit. What do you want people to know that maybe they love golf, they played courses all over the country, all over the world, but never been to Bully Pulpit? What should they know about this course?
Well, it's that true bucket list facility. They've never been through the Badlands. We're so unique to have that national park backdrop as far as scenery goes, and the golf course is manicured so well every season, and it's amazing how many folks that I always ask, hey, have you been here before? And more, it's their first time. And like you said, it's kind of that crescendo effect. You start slow and you get up into those Badlands holes, and it's really a pleasure to have those people out here and enjoy it just as much as we do.
One of the top courses in the country, and guess what? It's right here in North Dakota at Medora, so come on by and play it yourself. For tee times, you can call 1-800-MEDORA-1, 1-800-MEDORA-1, or go online to medora.com. Thanks a bunch, Casey.
Thank you.
All right, 10 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. I started at the beginning of the program, and I've been taking calls since. Haven't had a chance to return to this, but I want to do it now. And that is, if you've not been following this case, we talked about it last week, and it's certainly been in the news. I'll just give you a quick recap. But a week ago Saturday, a young mother-to-be, 22 years old, went up to another apartment in the building that they were living in and was not seen again until she was found last night in the Red River. Her baby was found a few days after she was, and two people are in custody for kidnapping. And, you know, I don't know how else to, put the pieces of this puzzle together other than to say clearly you have some evil. I mean, obviously, anytime anyone is harmed, as she was, it would be evil, right? Murder's evil. But this is a level of evil that, to me, is hard to get my mind around to say, here? This happened here in you know, our part of the little cocoon of North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, really here? You have a couple that lures a woman to their apartment? And what? I don't know what, but obviously murdered her and somehow got her, you know, she was 8 months pregnant. It just defies the senses. But we talk a lot on this program about good versus evil. And I think it's easy to dismiss the idea that that kind of evil is here, because we do live here, and more often than not, people are good to each other. I realize there's examples of terrible things that happen here just like anywhere else, but I don't recall a crime this horrific in a long, long, long time. I guess the next closest was living through the whole Drew Shedin case, which was awful, and wondering where she was and where her body was, and of course that went on for months after, you know, he was in custody, Alfonso Rodriguez, but we didn't know where she was until she was found in that field near Crookston, Minnesota. And knowing what we know from the forensics to that case, it was horrible of how she was murdered. But in this case, you have a young mother. You have somehow this baby removed from her, the mother murdered, and she was set to be married to the husband of, or rather the father of the baby. After the baby was born, it's just awful. It's just absolutely 100% awful, evil, horrible, terrible. And some people are already saying the fact that the case wasn't more aggressively investigated was racism, of course. So the race card is once again being played, because that's the new favorite blunt force instrument amongst people who live their lives as victims. Trying to protect the water, and if you don't want to protect the water, you're racist. Oh, it you know, and it is manifesting itself in so many horrific, horrible ways. Really bad. I actually saw a story, I posted this on Facebook, about the mascot at USC. You know what the mascot is there at USC? Manny, you're a football fan. You know what they use for a mascot down there, University of Southern California, by chance? Runs around the football field.
That would be Traveler the Horse.
Traveler the Horse. What color is Traveler the Horse, Manny?
I think he's like a white color, and he's got like some dark spots on him, I guess, I think.
You don't get any whiter than this horse, okay? It is a pure white horse. And now some students at USC are claiming that that mascot, a white horse, is a racist symbol. I mean, now a horse. First of all, It is impossible, folks, for the most part, to know if somebody is a racist unless you have some sort of X-ray-like powers to see into their heart. You really don't know. There are people who are racist. There are people, I think, that just do dumb things because they don't know any better, and I think there's people that are actually, you know, flat out don't like somebody because of the color of their skin or their origin. You know, there's people that don't like me because I'm Republican, because I'm conservative. Because I'm, you know, whatever, they'll come up with anything. The point is, unless you really stare in and do that X-ray superpower into their heart, you don't know. You just simply don't know. But this is a poison on our country. that can manifest itself in ways like Charlottesville. Thankfully, I think that level of, sick dislike of someone because of the color of their skin is really a small amount of the problem, thankfully. But this idea that everything, because you don't like the outcome, is racism is much bigger. Don't like it at all. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.